Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Southern California is still experiencing aftershocks after those two strong earthquakes over the holiday weekend.
CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula is now in Trona, California. Jim, what are you seeing in Trona? What's the latest there?
Well, I can tell you, fellas, within the last hour or so, I have felt a couple of tremors in just a matter of minutes, each lasting, I'd say, about 20 seconds, strong enough to make my SUV rock back and forth as I sat in a parking lot. This is a town very isolated. It's a desert mining community about 20 miles outside of Ridgecrest, the much bigger city in this region of the Mojave Desert. About 1,900 people here. One big problem, no running water, no water service. That was disrupted by the two earthquakes that hit here late last week. Both of them really near this town. This is kind of the epicenter of all of this nonsense. And they're saying it could be the better part of the week before water service is restored here. They are bringing in bottled water. I saw that set up already, and also trucking in portable toilets and showers. As you can imagine, people's nerves are frayed. They're on edge. A lot of anxieties. These tremors continue in this small community.
All of this nonsense, as you put it, Jim. You're normally based in the Carolinas. We understand you were awakened by a strong aftershock overnight there in Southern California. What's it like for you? Have you been in these before?
Actually, no. And I can tell you, about 3 a.m. this morning, I didn't know initially if it was a dream or what, but then I realized, hey, this is a pretty good aftershock. The bed shook. It felt like it was vibrating. The lights, the lamps up above the bed in the hotel room, I could hear them rattling. And then the night stillness was pierced by the wailing of some car alarms as well. In fact, when I then got up later in the morning, some of the smoke alarms, but the fire alarms were actually beeping very softly in the hotel. So again, there are still people, Michael and Steve, who are sleeping, if you want to call it that, outside. Tents have been set up. I've seen people sleeping in driveways in front of their homes. I saw that here in Trona as well. People living in tents at this point, because many folks are just simply too afraid to be in the structure, certainly to go to sleep in their homes at this point.
All right. Thank you, Jim. CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula in Trona, California. I have an earthquake app on my phone here, and it's from the USGS, and it shows literally every minute an earthquake. Some of them are 1 point something or 2 point something. I think Jim just felt the 3.2 that happened about 8 or 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, not a lot of fun. A lot of nonsense, as Jim put it.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.